By the early 1900s, Dallas already was thinking big, setting its sights on becoming a world-class city. That meant it needed a world-class hotel. St. Louis beer magnate Adolphus Busch stepped in to help. He too had big aspirations. In 1912, his Adolphus Hotel opened in downtown Dallas. At 20 stories, it was the tallest building in Texas. The Adolphus also stood out for its architectural splendor. The American Institute of Architects called it the most beautiful building west of Venice. St. Louis architects Barnett, Hayes, and Barnett designed the hotel in the French Renaissance Beaux-Arts style. Rich ornamentation decorated the exterior red brick and gray granite. The two-story slate and bronze mansard roof gave the building a European look. The exterior also had an unusual detail, a turret shaped like a Budweiser beer bottle, the signature brand of the Anheuser-Busch brewing empire. Inside, detailed wood trim, vaulted ceilings, marble floors, and statuary created a luxurious palace for guests. The hotel restaurant, the French Room, became revered for its fine cuisine and elegant decor, hand-blown glass chandeliers, and murals painted across high, arched ceilings. From 1916 to 1950, the Adolphus expanded three times. The English architect Sir Alfred Charles Bossum designed a 23-story addition in 1926. It rose taller than the original hotel, but had a similar design. However, a 22-story wing, added in 1950, didn't match. The architecture needed unity. In 1981, the Jurti Partnership of Los Angeles, working with a Dallas firm, Barron and Schellmeyer, restored the original building and remodeled the other structures. The architects joined the additions with false fronts and banded stucco to make them appear as one unit. But the original Adolphus Hotel building remained set apart, the Grand Dame of Dallas hospitality and Big D style.